Question 14. Within your craft, who are the people whom you look up to and admire the most? Why? So which photographers do I look up to? There's a lot of photographers that I are inspired by and admire. I think those photographers would probably be Nick Brandt, who is a wildlife photographer. He used to do videos, music videos, like for Michael Jackson, people like that. And all of a sudden he found himself on the Serengeti and the Masai Mara and places like that, and started to capture it on camera in black and white, using large format or medium format cameras. And the way that he dodged and burned was exceptionally brilliant. And he has inspired me for years, for 15 years, this guy, as well as Ansel Adams. I mean, an absolute craftsman when it came to dodging and burning. And he is, for me, one of the best black and white photographers on the planet from a landscape perspective, as everyone probably knows. I think Michael Kenner as well is kind of like the minimalist Ansel Adams in some respects. He's been shooting for about 40 years. He's a film, a Hasselblad 200cm genius. He goes out with his camera in all conditions, goes to Japan mainly, and shoots the landscape from a minimal perspective. So again, he is someone I truly admire and who has certainly influenced my work. So those are the black and white photographers who've inspired me. And those are the guys really who inspired me from the very beginning. And a lot of my work was black and white at the beginning. And then I moved into colour. So the colourists that really have inspired me and I've admired would be the likes of Michael Levin, who's a Canadian. And I think his work is truly fascinating. I think he's moving away from his original style, which was black and white, and he's now much more colour orientated. And I kind of see why he's doing that, because he is a master of post-processing. Who else? David Badeni. I think David Badeni is another great example of how people can manipulate colour in such a way that it becomes an art. And it's very difficult to do, I think. But David seems to have this ability to kind of use colour to its benefit, and provides you with that emotional feeling that you would get if you were there. But he's kind of using colour to do that. So I think those two guys are my biggest influences from a colour perspective. But there also are people outside of photography who influence me, musicians and artists, designers and things like that. But those are the photographers within my, obviously, industry that provide me with the inspiration that I need.